It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 736, or day 77 of captivity. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial, and you can go directly to instanthousecall.com to get that free trial. And if you sign up, your first 3 months will be half price. Also, the show is brought to you by Magnus Box. This is your single source for online secure backups of all systems across multiple platforms: Windows, Mac, Linux. The client is easy to configure. You can manage it from the cloud. Nice dashboard to see the success and the status of all the backups. You can check out their new backup plan, Magnus Box 1, and it combines their two plans into one. It makes it easier for techs to sign up, and it is even more affordable. Your first 3 months when you sign up are going to be half price if you mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. Go to magnusbox.com, start playing, demo it. You will love it. Tonight's show got lots of good stuff. We're going to talk quickly a little bit about SynchroChat. You know I've been using Synchro to RMM. They just added an incredible feature for chat, and I have to talk about it. We're going to talk about Outlook's real true default browser, and I got a problem I ran into. I don't know how to change this. So I tried a couple things and it's not working. So I'm gonna run this crazy scenario by you. Also, Windows 10 2004 released yesterday. I applied it on two test systems, and I'm gonna let you know what I think and take a look at some of the features. And let's see. I mean, it's not like, oh, it's a choice to upgrade. You have to upgrade because you got to keep moving forward with Windows 10. You can't just, oh, I'm not going to update, but you can delay it. And especially new features like that, I like to delay it a couple months before I will inflict pain and suffering on clients. Let it be in the wild and managed, and maybe new patches and fixes. I don't want to be on the bleeding edge on my production system here or for my clients. But our test systems, yes, we will always upgrade, bang away. Let's see, is it working? What's the problem? So, but before everything, two things. If you look over my shoulder, you're watching the video, my son's desk, you're going to be like, wow, he has one of those standing desks. But it's Vivo, V-I-V-O. It's not a Vario desk. The Vario is the most popular, and it's the most expensive because you don't have to assemble it. For the Vario desk, you just take it out of the box. There is absolutely no assembly. But that's like $399. For $139 a few weeks ago on Woot, I got a brand new Vivo retractable desk, the large 36-inch wide, so you can have the dual monitors as you see it. Well, There's only one thing you got to assemble, and it's pretty easy. It's the one shelf. Took like 10 minutes to assemble, and we saved hundreds of dollars. So I wanted to pass that along. There's only one piece. The instructions are very simple. They give you the tools that you need and the easy instructions to follow. It's three steps, and you got a nice adjustable desk. My son, Mike Jr., was kind of complaining about his back, sitting. If he's here all day and he's sitting in that chair and he wanted the ability to stand up. So I said, no problem. Got him two new monitors. They're Samsung 24-inch. Love them. I can get them. I have a source where I can get them brand new. And hooked up those two monitors, and we rearranged. He rearranged his whole desk. That was last Friday, and he loves it. Just incredible. So I wanted to mention that. Also, my green screens came in, but I've had no time to set them up and test. Maybe Saturday, I got Ryan, my middle son, coming over. He might be able to help me. So I want to get the green screens up and testing. I got a new arm for this Heil PR40 microphone. The size of the box is so big, I didn't count on the extension behind the arm, and I may not be able to do what I wanted to do with it. But I got another plan for it. It was very inexpensive, the arm, and I may just have to live with what I have here and not be able to change it. But the green screens are absolutely coming, and I'm going to do that work. I just want to let you know they are in. Okay, Synchro is an RMM PSA. This is how we manage all of our clients. I've talked about it many times. If you want to learn about Synchro, just start. Just go. It's Synchro. I'm trying to think of the main website. Just Google S-Y-N-C-R-O, maybe space RMM for remote monitoring and management. They just released the Synchro chat. So we can chat with clients. And you're like, well, wait a second. There's lots of software that has chat. Oh, I did a few test chats with my son on his home machine, with me on my test machine behind me, and another test system. I was chatting back and forth, and what an unbelievable feature for being able to, A, create a ticket from the chat and have the whole chat attached. You can assign the chat to a different technician. Now, my company's not big enough for that, but there are companies that can use it. But this is the killer feature. When you're ending the chat, you can give it a title, and it's archived, the full chat attached to the customer's information. So I can go, my company's MHS Consulting, so we have that as our company and all of our assets, part of it, including our test machines that we play with and push scripts and do updates with. Well, I had that test chat. When I go to the customer, MHS Consulting, there is chat history right at the top. Click it. You can see what happened. Maybe someone remote it and fixed a printer problem, or you had a discussion about something else. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You can create tickets. You can reassign it. It is seamless and built into all the functionality of the software that we use to manage all of our assets, our main MSP software. Synchro. This raises the bar on RMM software, where Synchro is starting to be able to compete and play with the real big guys. And that just makes me so happy. Now I'm worried. I hope they don't raise the prices. You know, I want them to get big, have all those great features, but let's keep the pricing the same. So anyway, I had to bring that up. If that's something you're thinking of looking for, you got to consider that. In Outlook, when you get an email and there is a message, to view the content of this message, click here to view it in a browser. The next time you see that in Outlook, I want you to click it because it opens Internet Explorer by default. That's right. And you can't change it. So here's what I tried to do. And you can go online all you want. And this is a discussion. It's tethered completely to Internet Explorer. So you're like, Mike, no problem. It's really a .mht and a .mhtml. Those two extensions is what Outlook uses and whatever programs attached to that. So at least I found that. So I go to Windows 10 settings, and then after you go to the settings, go to apps, then go to default apps, and then scroll down, change default apps by file type. Now, I have Edge, Firefox, and Chrome all completely installed on my system. Firefox is my official default browser assigned in the default apps. When I click a link in an email, Firefox opens. But when you click that link to view the email, to view all the content, it is loaded in Internet Explorer. So let's scroll down to .mht. And if you do, I'm getting there right now, MHT, you're going to see right beside it is Internet Explorer. And MHTML is also Internet Explorer. So you figure, okay, I'll click and pick another browser. I click, and it's Internet Explorer or look for an app in the Microsoft Store. There are no other options. You can't say select another app and go browse a location. That's not available. It's Internet Explorer or bust. So I got creative last night because this is a client. It's bothering the client, and I told them I'm going to work on it. So last night, I created two test text files, text.mht, test.mhtml. I right-clicked on the MHT, said click open with, choose another app. I picked Firefox, and I clicked to default to that app. Okay. Firefox. I did the same with my test.mhtml. Assigned it to Firefox. Hey, I think I solved it. I rebooted. I went in to choose default apps by file type, and they both read Firefox. Okay. Problem solved. My client, I'm going to be able to do this with Chrome. I go click on the email that says view this in a browser. It opens it up in Firefox, and it's all junk. It's unreadable. The only way to read the content of an email in a browser is Internet Explorer. So I need confirmation that this cannot be changed, or if there is some kind of magic or utility that can make this work where we can change it to another browser, I am all ears, and I will share it with you. I have a client. Obviously, this isn't an emergency and it isn't urgent, but it was something that bothered me as I started exploring this. Why can't we change this? Why can't we pick another browser? And why would Microsoft, which doesn't support Internet Explorer anymore because they now want Edge and they're not updating Internet Explorer, why would they tether the latest Outlook of Office 365 and tether it back to Internet Explorer? I don't understand. Wanted to share that with you. If anybody's got input on that, please email me. I'll be glad to hear it. So speaking of Microsoft, yesterday they released Windows 10 2004. So it should have been 2004 for your April update. Now it's the end of May, and they delayed it, tested it. I'm glad. I would rather Microsoft take extra time in testing than releasing something that could have problems. So now I take my test system, and if you just check for updates, you're not going to get it. I checked for updates again, and now I get a special section that reads that this update, you know, the new 2004, you can click download and install. So I'm game. It's my test system. I don't care. I download and install. It's a fairly fast system behind me. This thing took an hour, over an hour, to download, install, was three reboots, finally logged in, and it was a painful, after I typed login, it was 10 more minutes before I seen a screen. So what is in this new version? So I'm going to list some things. There's some things I care about. There's some things I could care less about. But let me read the highlights of what all the program, of what the improvements are. The Cortana Virtual Assistant can now create calendar events, send emails, bring up email messages from specific people. Now, I am not a Cortana person. It's very interesting. So that might bring me back to play with or test Cortana. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that might be cool. Microsoft is delivering the second version of the Windows subsystem for Linux, which will execute command line instructions faster. The emoji picker, which can be accessed by holding down the Windows key and hitting the period key, now features additional emojis or icons assembled using a string of characters, like the shruggy. Okay, I don't know what that is. That's over my head. But I'm not an emoji fan or icon fan, but I know there are a lot of people that are. It's now possible to customize the names of virtual desktops rather than the default names, desktop one, desktop two. Okay, that's good. A new cloud download option for resetting a PC is available. I'm not sure what that is. I got to investigate that. A cloud option to download for resetting a PC. I'm going to investigate and get back to you on that. Just haven't had the time. This one I started to play with, but I didn't see it available. So maybe it's only specific graphics cards. And that's the Task Manager app will display the temperature of dedicated graphics cards and specify the types of storage on your system. You know, I just realized something. I don't have an independent graphics card on this. On actually both my test systems, they're built into the motherboard. Uh-oh. It looks like if I really want to test this, I'm going to have to do it to my main system. I smell a full image backup of my system this weekend and then maybe applying this update. And I will report back on the task manager. I think that's a great feature, something I would like to see, which is the graphics card temperature. If it can read that, excellent. And then specifying the types of storage. Well, it should have did that on my test system behind me. It did not. In Notepad, the title bar will show an asterisk if there are unsaved changes in your file. New keyboard shortcuts are available. And if text is highlighted, the Find Replace function will automatically place it in the text box. Okay, that's cool. I still use Notepad a lot. Even though there's Notepad++ and other replacements, I'm just a creature of habit and still use Notepad. A new setting of the calculator app lets you always keep it on top above other windows. A text cursor indicator, which can be enabled in settings, allows for the adjustment of the size and color of the cursor. Again, that's okay. Dictation through speech is available in more languages, including French, German, Italian, and Spanish. Well, to me, to a lot of other people, that could be very important. Windows 10 users can check to see if the new version is available for download it by visiting the Windows Update section of the Settings app and clicking the Check for Windows button. That's how you can see if it's available to you. Check it. See if it comes down. Install it. Give it a try. But before you dare do that, I want you to do a system restore point, and I want you to make sure you have everything backed up. Don't dare install this without a backup, because if you have problems, you can't complain. So that's what I got to do. I got to do a full system image of my computer here, then begin to do that backup. And I might do that just to see that task manager option for the graphics card for the temperature. All right. I will, by the way, I will have a link. I have a couple emails to get to. I will have a link to ZDNet's description of the 2004 options. Couple emails. And the first one, it's from Kate, and Kate listens to the show every week. And Kate, you sent me a Washington Post link that I think after a couple days, my problem is, and I can't post the link up because now they want you to buy it before you can read it. Now, when you sent it to me, I did read it. And basically, Kate states that, you know, Mike, you're not the only one. You were right about having trouble getting webcams and hardware. And this was a detailed article. I'm going to try to find another article that's not asking you for money to log in. And be aware of that from Forbes, the New York Times, the Washington Post. They live on paid subscriptions, and their content might only be available for 24 hours. So if you send me a link to something, I can't post it up because it's not going to happen within 24 hours. So just be aware of that. And if you come across an article, you know, see that is it a paid site or not for me being able to share it with the listener base. But thank you for thinking of me and sending that. A little instant house call information, because I got an email from Corey Fruitman during the week. Instant house call customer for Mac updated. They released a new version of the instant customer software for Macintosh. And this includes improvements for OS X Catalina. Now, you have to be aware of something. When you get the new Mac software, which I love, I've been able to connect perfectly and do everything, but the local person has to be able to do a few things for the security and the permissions. I will have the link in the show notes where you have to allow it in system preferences, security and privacy. When you install this, there are a few places for screen recording. You're going to need to check and allow instant house call. And also, I believe, is it files and folders, full disk access? No, there's another option. I'm not sure. Accessibility. I had to click. There were a few options that came up that your client or the person you remoted into before you can have full control and start running it, especially Catalina, yeah, they have to go in and check these boxes. It's not Instant House Call's fault. It's Apple's fault. They've locked it down so tight that even when you try to install Malwarebytes, Magnusbox, Instant House Call, no matter what I install on a Mac, you go through hoops in allowing it to have access. And no matter what software you have, there's always Mac special instructions to get it installed. They don't make it easy. And I understand they're locking it down. They're trying to keep it secure. I get it, but it's just painful. And I wanted you to be aware, but it's not Instant House Call's fault. But I'm glad to see them making improvements. Now, I already sent an email to Corey. I want unattended access for the Mac. That's not added yet. But I'm glad to see continuing improvements on the different platforms. I think that's very important in going forward. An email from John Dobrinsky from the Maven Group. And a lot of you know him from different podcasts that he's been on. And if you've been at any of the Unconventions or conference or TechCon Unplugged, you've met John. John's really good guy, listener to Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show. And he's like, Mike, your podcasts aren't available on Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, Google Play, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio app. Carrie Holzman and I are now diligently trying to get all our two podcasts listed in those directories. That is very important. So what I want you to do is stay tuned. I will get in those directories. We have been very negligent in promoting our shows and manually adding them into these directories or applying to get listed. It's just takes time, and we will definitely gain more listeners, and it makes it easier for you to be able to play our content. So I need it, John. Thank you. Sometimes I need an email with a hammer to the head. Hit me over the head. Tell me, Mike, why are you not doing this? Why? Please. I love that. You know, tell me that you found a problem on the website. Then I'll fix it. You know, this is how I know. So, John, thank you for bringing that to our attention. And it's made Carrie and I alert to this, and we're working to fix it. That is it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. You're thinking to yourself, I like this show. How can I support it? Well, I'm glad you asked. Our Amazon link, which is in the show notes of every show, that Amazon link is shared by Carrie Holzman and myself, and we split that. And when you click on it, before you buy anything, it takes you right to Amazon, and your price stays the same. But when you add it to your cart, buy it, check out, we get a small commission 2 months later. And we don't know who you are. So it's completely anonymous, but you're helping support the show. Now, I have a lot of people that spend a lot of money on Amazon, and they don't want to be anonymous. And they send me an email, Mike, I just spent thousands on your Amazon link. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for doing that. It really helps support Carrie Holzman and myself and keeps us going and helps support so I can buy green screens and make improvements. And this is the best way. Also, our sponsors, Instant House Call, Magnus Box, and let us not forget our affiliate, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. My son had to use that today in a dental office where the system died. But I should say Windows died, and it was a mechanical drive. And rather than just repair that or do it, put a new, he added 8 gig of RAM to take it to 16. This is the main practice manager for a large dental office. She needs a fast system. So we put a nice solid state drive. He did Windows 10 from scratch. Then he took that mechanical drive, put it in a dock, used Fabs to transfer all the data, all the browser settings, and all of her files. This is a tough customer. And my son, when he got back here, the smile on her face by just doing that. And it was, again, Fabs that made us able to make her new setup look, feel, run exactly like her old setup. But now it's a new hard drive, more RAM, and the system is running beautifully. So check out Fabs Auto Backup for Tech. That is it for tonight's show. I hope everybody's doing well, and hopefully, if you're still in quarantine, hopefully you're still being able to work remotely. My prayers are out to everyone. Stay safe, be healthy, and I hope to see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.